The city's in a really great position to have our rainy day fund be as strong as it is at the 30% fund balance. And what that'll do is help us weather any economic storms that could come our way that would decrease property taxes or income taxes. If those things materialize, we'd revisit our expenses, obviously, and made sure that we made appropriate cuts to our expenses. But when there are strategic priorities that we want to keep going on that really shouldn't be cut, we'll dip into the rainy day fund to keep those things going. As a matter of course, to keep delivering the quality services to our residents.